And microwaves should never be in a commercial kitchen, because that's why I got fired.
The only you brought job, a microwave yeah, into a commercial
the
kitchen?
The only job I got fired from.
Okay. Why did you bring a microwave into a commercial
kitchen? I did not bring it. It was there. And they used it in the kitchen. And I could not stop making fun of them.
The bells.
So it's time to begin.
Can you guys hear the bells?
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah. I know you don't have headphones in. When are we getting headphones, by the way?
Yeah.
We're gonna get headphones.
All the pros have headphones.
We had a sound. Okay. You give me that union talk again. It's gonna be a real problem. We have to cut that out.
I have cookies.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
cookies.
Does that work?
I've got mythical creatures, cookies.
Oh, for our unicorn expert.
Yeah. Well, it's not unicorn anymore. It's mythical creature expert.
Yay.
So we got cookies.
Where in God's name?
Let me guess. Big Lots.
Big Lots.
Where even is the Big Lots? Like, I don't even know.
It's over by the big auto store, and by the barbecue place, the New City barbecue place.
On that road.
Yeah. Wendy's.
That makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, man.
City barbecue's great.
You never know what you're going to find there. Like, it's really fun. So
never been there. I'll have to run over there.
Anyway, you're going to have to do a report on every cookie. So
well, there's only three cookies, so.
Really? Oh.
It says unicorn season.
They're not very creative.
There's only three cookies in there, for real?
Like, three different types of cookies.
Is this a type?
Okay, but there's not, like, a bag just of three cookies, because that would be hilarious.
He did just open it, so that would be... Hey, we got the proof on camera, so...
Yeah, right?
We can sue, you know?
Okay, we're not gonna sue whatever this. Who makes them?
Look, we need money. So
who makes them? Sue. We don't need money.
Boston Mother's cookies.
That's why I bought them, because they're made by Boston Mother's cookies.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's a big name in cookies.
Yeah, so I want to talk about microwaves.
Oh yeah,
you were texting me about this.
I want to talk about microwaves. I want to know if my hatred of microwaves is just me, or if it's a dyslexic thing. How do you microwave a lot?
Let's start with why you hate microwaves.
Cold call, go.
Okay, here's one thing.
All right.
I'll start with what I like about microwaves.
You know, science and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
So I like that, like what it's doing.
Yeah.
Right? That's cool.
Totally quick.
Quick. I like that if you hold down the start button on most microwaves, that it mutes it and the microwave no longer makes any sound.
What?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, I programmed my microwave not to make sounds.
Yeah.
So, you think sound is a thing?
I think sound is a big part of it, because it's like...
freaking beeping? Yeah. It's like, dude.
This is the thing with like being on the spectrum.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. Like, I'm very sensitive to the sound.
Oh, me too.
So
sometimes something will be so loud, I'll just give this like... It's like this overwhelming, like, vibe. I feel like this vibration sensation.
I would give...
The points connect there.
That's interesting. I would give myself an overall positive impression on microwaves,
though. Yeah. Okay.
Mainly because I use them for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Not so much lately. Like,
so you put in like a pizza and you hit pizza and walk away.
Don't use pizza.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I made up something.
Okay. Let's say I put
don't microwave pizza.
Let's say I put in a bag of steamed broccoli.
Okay.
And I walk away.
You like push the button,
mm-hmm.
or do you have to like look at the back and see how many?
Yeah, yeah. But I don't. Here's what I don't like about them. Now that I bring it up,
I
don't know
the
what
presets.
Wattage my microwave is.
Yes.
And it's like if you have 1,200 watts, and it's like, and it doesn't say it anywhere.
Right.
It doesn't say it anywhere on the microwave.
It should be obvious.
Challenge anyone to tell me what the wattage of their microwave is, because
I think
it
you have
will
to look at the little
it.
Label inside after you open it.
Doesn't say it.
No.
Not.
Wow.
So
I don't pay attention to any of that.
Anyway, that's a lot of work. Ever since I bought one of those like fast oven things,
yeah.
you know, like where it's like an oven.
A little convention
but
oven.
Yeah,
yeah we got one. I love it.
Since I bought one of those, I don't use my microwave at all. Or my oven. Really. So kitchen appliances are, unless you're a professional chef, kitchen appliances are taking a turn.
Right. And microwaves should never be in a commercial kitchen, because that's why I got fired.
You brought a microwave into a commercial kitchen?
The only job I got fired from.
Okay. Why did you bring a microwave into a commercial
kitchen? I did not bring it. It was there. And they used it in the kitchen.
Inconceivable!
And I could not stop making fun of them. I couldn't help myself.
So you got fired for being a bully?
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't a bully.
That sounds consistent.
I wasn't being a bully. I would just make little snide comments. And I would make them loud enough so that people in the restaurant could hear.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
I would be like, how long do I microwave this beef? Just stuff like that. I thought it was hilarious.
Is this on like a set?
No, I'm in the kitchen. So you're in a restaurant.
Working in a restaurant.
I worked as a cook for years.
This out?
Oh yeah.
How old?
Just loud enough. I think 18.
Oh,
I don't know.
Perfect.
Yeah. And I, yeah, I was a
You're
punk.
Like, how long
I
do I microwave that fancy baked potato?
Yeah. That $17 baked potato gets microwaved. How long? You know, like, it was really funny to me, but
I think that's
my boss didn't think it was very funny.
Do you have a microwave?
Yeah.
Do you microwave stuff?
I don't. I make Christy do it because I burn things in the microwave.
But you walk all the way away. Do you think that's more of like you forgot something was in the microwave?
No. It's because I don't know the numbers. Like, she's like 2-2-2, pop, 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 60%, go. And so I'm like, oh, I got it. 2-2-2, pop, 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 60%, go. And she's like, not for that.
You're gonna say it's gonna be.
She's like, no, that's for something else, you know. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. I just thought that was the way you heat things up.
I thought that's how you did it.
Yeah,
that's fascinating.
I memorized it. It's a real thing. 2-2-2, push, 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 60%, start.
You have a fancy microwave.
Yeah, and
I did like the silencing thing, but then Bridget unsilenced it. She was like, well, I don't know when it's done.
That's the
I was like, just walk back in there, and then you'll know that it's...
No, the worst is when the power goes out, and then all the sounds come back on, because you have to reprogram everything.
Yeah.
And so when you get to the microwave, you're like pushing it to get to the sound, it's like really dumb things, like language. Like, how often do I need to change the language of my microwave?
Yeah, shouldn't it just
be... Why wouldn't you put time up there? You know what I mean? And it's like, blah, blah,
have you ever
blah,
thought
and
about
all these things that nobody cares about.
I thought about this a lot when I was on vacation, the way that the place that we went was ran.
Yeah.
I was like, you would not have to pay me a lot of money or give me a lot of time to be able to fix the problems here. You know what I mean? Like, because that's the business that I'm in, sort of. I was like, I could just come here. A lot of it was management-based. It's like, I could just fix a lot of this.
You should talk about your trip real quick.
Oh,
yeah. You really should.
Yeah, yeah. So I went, Bridget and I went to Barbados for a vacation.
Fun.
That was also, they just had the second-to-last episode of Succession premiered a week ago from this taping, and that was shot in Barbados.
Oh, okay.
Which is a really popular show right now, so it's fun thing
okay. To
talk about.
Yeah.
I don't think that you would like it, but
no,
it's a really good show. Anyway, they shot
I've seen the ads.
They shot it. It's not your thing.
It's fine.
Yeah. They shot an episode in Barbados, and we were very close to where they shot it at a resort. And we got engaged.
Woohoo!
There.
Yeah. Boom.
So we're very excited.
Yes.
Very, very excited.
That's awesome.
I didn't have a...
Got nice.
I didn't have the ring.
Bracelet, though.
Yeah, really but nice. I bought like this locally shiny. Made shiny bracelet that...
Very sparkly.
Has like a... It's not good, like, kind of... That's the wrong word, but like a... Not it's not stringed well, right?
Okay.
But the beads are nice. They're
real
stones.
Yeah,
so Bridge is going to turn it into like a bunch of different jewelry once I get her the engagement
really
ring.
Really creative, too.
Yeah, which should come this week.
Nice.
So it's being custom made by a friend of mine that's a jeweler.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
wow.
Super exciting. He was showing me like computerized digital schematics today.
Wow.
Of like 3D, this is what it's going to look like when we build it.
Man, can they 3D print gold? That would be crazy. That'd blow my mind.
I think that'd be bad for the world. I think that would start to cause some serious inflation problems if they could start
3D printing gold bricks.
Yeah. I think that would be that.
It'd be a bad thing.
Yeah. But anyway, very excited. And then also today, just another quick, if we're just going to do some life updates.
Yeah.
We got I don't know how to say this because we still have doing home inspection, but our offer was accepted on a house today. And we won by like very, very, very small amount of money.
Good.
Like we did one of those things called, if you guys are ever buying a home, we did a thing called an escalation clause.
Okay.
So you start at the asking price. and then you say, we will buy it at the asking price, but then we'll if the other offers raise to this point, we will do it.
Okay.
And our escalation kicked in.
That's a new thing.
Yeah.
That wasn't around.
Very smart.
When I was buying a house.
Our escalation kicked in, and it, like, we barely, like...
So we'll have a new studio.
We'll have a new studio.
In the future.
Yeah, I
think... We won't be sweating here in the garage.
Well, we'll just be... Yeah, well, what's cool about the new house is it'll have... It's a big house, and it's got really high ceilings on the upper and lower floor, but it has two different AC units.
Nice.
So one for the upstairs and one for the downstairs.
Dude, you are totally leveling up.
So it's very, very, very exciting. And so we will definitely have air conditioning, and we'll shoot temporarily probably in, I would guess, the one, just one of the big rooms, like kind of at a, we can incorporate this table in some way.
Lucas is kind of, he's got opinions, you know.
I'm not super worried about what he has to say about it.
He's going to start reconstructing the entire
thing. Yeah, he's going to redo the whole thing. We have an outdoor space that'll work well. Like, the garage will eventually... Like, it's rough, like this one, but it'll work well eventually, just not immediately.
As long as we can soundproof it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the plan is... I mean, we're going to... The plan is to close on this house really quickly.
Nice.
So,
do it.
We're super excited.
Cool. Yeah,
so it should be...
It reminds me of when I was in high school... I had to soundproof my room because I was in a band.
No.
So we nailed mattresses all over the wall.
Nailed mattresses. Full-side mattresses?
Yep.
Where did you get mattresses from?
The mattress store.
I was in an apartment complex. So there's people get evicted, and they throw everything out. I would always snag a mattress, nail it to the wall. Keep it going.
Yeah. That's probably worked really well. It was a fun
place to mosh, too.
You mosh in there, you're not getting hurt.
That was fun.
And that probably worked well.
No,
soundproofing wise.
It did. It was cheap. Yeah.
We should do that.
Let's get mattresses.
We should just get mattresses. I'm sure Bridget would love that.
Oh, yeah. Bridget would love it.
Just love to have the house surrounded in mattresses.
With stains.
Yeah, like they're not. People won't even sleep on them anymore. We'll nail them to the walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a good talking piece.
I think so.
It's like a padded room.
It is.
I met a lady on the way to Barbados in Miami. We're in Miami for like. Yeah, the whole day. Not long enough to get out.
The Miami airport is.
But, well, we were in.
Fort Lauderdale airport is like much better.
But. We were in the lounge.
Okay.
So it's nicer.
Okay.
It's better.
Oh, you. But, yeah, I'm sorry. You're 1%. You get all these perks.
They have like showers.
What?
Like they have private showers you can rent.
Man.
You get them for free. They have food. They have coffee.
No, they threw me in a feeding trough.
They have like a concierge desk. And you can go and just, like, talk about your flight. Be like, hey, can I move in this seat? And they're like, oh, yeah.
What?
Yes. Okay. Wow. Very wild. Anyway, so that part of the Miami airport's nice. And has a
bad life decision.
Has a big window that looks out onto the whole tarmac. So you can just watch planes taking off and landing.
I've never been there.
It's cool.
And I've been to the Miami airport
tons of times.
Yeah. My granddad worked there.
I think you can. I think it's good. It's fun. We'll have to go. Well, you and I will go to Miami. When things take a turn, you and I will take a trip to Miami.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'll show you Miami. I'll show you Cafe Cubano and...
I think we could.
You can't.
That would be great. Just give him a
solid medianoche.
Give him a GoPro and just leave him in Miami.
Give me a GoPro. Give me like $100. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll make a great vlog.
Can you speak Spanish?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
That's pretty good.
That's all I need. I have like 5 years of Spanish.
You just have to know when to run. That's what.
That's really, what street to go down. So, which shot could be.
Because it's street to street. Yeah. It's really different.
Yep.
One street, you're like, oh, this is fun. Next street is like, my life is worth a nickel.
That's what a lot of people in the airport were saying that were from there. Anyway, there was a lady there that was a chief financial officer for a very large private company that's based out of Chicago. And she was sitting next to us, and her boss, the guy that owns this company, the CEO, was dyslexic.
Oh, wow.
And he's like a huge dyslexic advocate.
Nice.
And I got his business card.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I got her business card, and I said, we would love to like talk to him if you would find it interesting, right? Because I was like, I'm a business person. I was like, we have a cool group here, and so I'm going to send her an email and reach out to her and be like, hey, we think this would be really, really cool. But like, he owns like yachts and like buildings.
Yeah.
Like, he's a very successful person out of the Chicago-based company.
Nice. And we've talked about that. It's like either you end up in jail,
or
you're like a rich guy.
That's exactly
Or you're me, a poor academic, right?
Yeah, right, so a smart...
Getting rejected by journals because you're too hard
on it. Hey, yeah, jeez.
Ripping a...
Well, you own two houses.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
We're not... not competing here.
we're not
competing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was really cool to just hear someone who is an executive like that be like very forward thinking on dyslexia.
Yeah.
Because she was like, "Oh, awesome!" Like she was like, "You must be good at all these things."
That's so nice.
Instead of
like, "Oh, you can't read and you're like can't do math."
Yeah, exactly. She was just like, "I know all about it because of this guy, and he's." Like, it was cool because it was very fitting with our brand, our new brand, I guess, of just, like, he's all over the place.
Okay.
Like, he's doing all kinds of things, but he does them well. He's very smart.
That's
like,
very unlike a dyslexic person.
Yeah. exactly.
So I met someone who has a child who has the exact opposite of dyslexia. It was, like, silent but could read at, like, I don't know.
I'll Zero. Make
it like 6 months old. It was like reading, you know? And they made books about it because they were trying to explain that to other kids.
Yeah.
And so that's a person I think would might be a really good future guest.
Yeah.
She's local, has children's books, has a kid. And, you know, we all think of this like this big arc, right? And there's like here and there's here. This person... Totally different from us.
That'd be so fascinating.
Totally different.
That'd be really
struggled with speaking, struggled with, you know, all the things that we feel are like natural.
Right.
But did really well in the stuff that we struggle with.
Do you think they want to be on here?
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
But I wanted to run it by you guys.
Oh, we should do that for sure.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, cool. Do that for sure. But I think that wraps us up for today.
Yeah,
We're happy to be back here. We got some benchmark that we're enjoying today, some candies. So we're very excited to be back.
Yeah, man.
And we'll see you all next week.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for another episode of Dyslexics Untied. New episodes every Saturday wherever you get your podcasts. Also, catch us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.